It's no fun when clients shop your ideas. If you ever came up with a brilliant idea for a promotion, only to have a prospect think it over, say they'd get back to you, and then ghost you and buy it from someone cheaper, you know the pain of being the unpaid consultant in the room. Being the brains behind a competitor's sale is not ideal. You're the one who did the work, thought it through, created the ideas, sourced the products, and made the recommendations, only to have someone else place the order and cash the check. What's up with that? Why are some ideas purchased immediately, while others are stolen, ghosted, shopped around, or just ignored completely? That's what we'll be exploring in today's episode.
Increase sales, improve margins, and grow your business. Guaranteed. Top secrets of marketing and sales. Now, David Blaze.
If your best ideas keep ending up on someone else's commission report, you may think you have a pricing problem, but it's far more likely that you have a positioning problem. And it starts with the way you build out the experience of doing business with you. You already know that prospects and clients can buy promotional products from any of a never-ending lineup of distributors, both online and offline. That's not what sets you apart. What sets you apart is the experience you create for them, from your first contact through every other aspect of dealing with you and your organization. This includes the clarity you bring to the project, the confidence they feel in your guidance, and the relief of not having to think through all the moving parts themselves. Those are just a few of the differentiators, and none of them happen by accident. Instead, they're the result of the messaging you use to position yourself as a valued resource instead of just another product peddler. The marketing vehicles you use to reach, impact, and motivate recipients to get the desired response from them. And of course, the people you are proactively choosing to engage with. Not just anyone, but those who are less likely to shop and more likely to buy. If you don't have those three pieces firmly in place in your business, your messaging, your vehicles, and your people, then the right experiences are far less likely to happen. Let me ask you this question. What does it feel like to work with you? Years ago, salespeople had a much easier time getting away with selling features and benefits. Here are the features of what this product is, and here are the benefits of what this product does for you. But in the information age, that doesn't begin to cover it. A spec sheet can do that adequately. They don't need you for that. So what are your best clients actually buying from you? More often than not, it goes way beyond features and benefits. It goes way beyond branded merchandise. It's the confidence they get from the recommendations you make. It's the trust they have in your ability to deliver what you promise. And it's the experience they have when interacting with you. Altogether, it's the emotion they feel as you bring all that together for them, taking the stress off their plate and knowing you'll make them look like a star to their target audience. It's very difficult to shop that because so few businesses deliver it consistently. But that's what they're buying from you: clarity, confidence, and certainty. If your messaging doesn't communicate that, then your value is invisible to them. Without that, you end up with people asking you for ideas, shopping them around, and awarding the business to the lowest bidder. Of course, not every prospect needs a full consulting experience. Some just want a quote on a pen. Others want pricing on 50 business cards. Still others will just ask you to put together your best ideas and tell you they'll get back to you later. All of that comes with a territory. But you don't have to play by those rules. Does everyone get full access to all your best ideas, insights, and pricing right out of the gate? Or do you qualify them first? Do you have a procedure, a process in place to reduce the likelihood that you're dealing with an idea thief, a cheapskate, or a price shopper? Just as your clients get to choose you, you also have the right to choose which prospects get the benefits of your ideas, your insights, and your expertise. But when your approach feels like it's made for them, when it's tied to their goals, their objectives, and their business challenges, they don't want to shop it. Because the offer didn't come from a product peddler. It came from an expert, someone they trust, you. If you're ready to make that shift in the mind of the buyer, from product seller to trusted resource, go to topsecrets.com/shift. Download the free PDF, stop giving away your best ideas, and start getting paid for the results you create for your clients in the real world. If your messaging doesn't differentiate you, if your marketing vehicles don't reach, impact, and motivate your ideal buyers, or if the people you're reaching are unethical, low-dollar price shoppers, you will never earn up to your potential. So let's make that shift. Download the free PDF now at topsecrets.com/shift.
Increase sales, improve margins, and grow your business. Guaranteed. Top Secrets. TopSecrets.com.